This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. The first subject I want to speak about, is Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis. Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis discusses the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said that Almana from Erusin or from Nesuin, she could sell even without the Rishus of Bezdin. Reb Shimon says from Nesuin she could sell, but from Erusin she can only sell with Bezdin. Why? Because she doesn't have Erusin, she doesn't have Mezoinos, Min HaErusin, and anyone who doesn't have Mezoinos needs the Rishus of Bezdin. But the Tanna Kamma holds she could sell the property of the husband, whether with Rishus of Bezdin or without. Bein min hanesuin, bein min ha'erusin. So the Gemara says, I understand min hanesuin, she could sell because of mezoinos. But min ha'erusin, what's the reason that she is allowed to sell? So Ula says the reason is mishum china. So Rashi says, what does it mean mishum china? Sheyu ba'aleyen l'chin be'inehen. We want women to have an easy time collecting their ksuba. This way, husbands find favor in the eyes of their wives. Meaning, we want women to find their husband favorable. V'lo yimnu hanashim milinasei lanashim, so that women do not refrain from marrying men. We want women to like men, because otherwise women are not going to want to get married. So we say that a woman, even min ha'erusin, that she's not entitled to mezoinos, should be able to collect her ksuba easily, so that women should want to get married. That's how Rashi learns chen. Chen is that women should find men favorable and want, desire to get married. Otherwise, women will not want to get married. That's how Rashi learns. So the Ritva says that this is against the Hoshas, because there's a general rule. Tav lemesav tandumi lemesav armelu. A woman is willing to marry a shlamazel schlepper as long as she doesn't have to be on her own. That women want to get married more than men do. That women are more interested in getting married than men. So if that's the case, what does Rashi mean that chen is that we want women to find men favorable, so that women should want to get married? That flies in the face of general the idea of Yoiser Misha Ish Roitza Lisa Isha Roitza Lisa Isha Roitza Lihinase. That's what the Ritva says. V'hiksha Alav Duha Aminu Behedya B'kule Tamuda Ki Yoiser Misha Ish Roitza Lisa Isha Roitza Lihinase. Ki Yoiser Misha Ish Roitza Lisa Isha Roitza Lihinase. More than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married. So the Ritva therefore says, and he quotes Tosfos, and Tosfos brings this parish as well, that chen does not mean we want women to find men favorable. What does it mean? Lekach pirish b'Tosfos k'pirish Rabbeinu Chanan Azal mishum chena shen timtza'ena chen be'inei ha'anashim. We want women to be found favorable in the eyes of men. Just the opposite of Rashi. Rashi learns that we want women to find men favorable. Tosfos learns that we want men to find women favorable. Mishum chino shetimtza ena chen be'inei ho'anashim. Why? Ki kishetigbek subasa mehera shaloi betoirach yikbetsu alea balem. Husbands don't want the process to drag out. Even though it's very unusual, I don't fully get it. Even though they're the ones paying, but if their paying is going to entail a long, complicated, dragged-out process, they're going to say, what should I get married for? I'm going to have responsibility of ksuba, and it's going to be a headache. But now that it's an easy process, now that the process is seamless, so then men are going to want to get married. And that's what the Gemara means in the end. What chen do Yarshim have? What chen do Yarshim have? V'hainu d'amrinon Yarsheha her Yarshim my chen ika. What chen is there? Because what situation is there that husbands are going to want, if the whole reason is husbands are going to want to get married to women because the process is streamlined? But if there's a situation where she dies, so do husbands care that her Yarshim's process of collecting is streamlined? What chain is there? And the answer is, let's say she's inherited by a daughter or a sister, that they are single, and this way, people will want to marry them, knowing that by doing so, the process will be streamlined. So in other words, Rashi learns the idea of chain is that women should want to marry the man, and the Tosfos quotes Rabbi Chananel that the svara is that men should want to marry the women. So now the question is, what's the nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbi Chananel? This is a very interesting sefer. I'm not sure if we ever quoted from it yet this year. The sefer is Ayelas Ahavim. Ayelas Ahavim on Ksubis was written by Rabbi Aryeh Leib Tzintz. Lag BaOmer time, we were at his kever. He's buried in Warsaw. Rabbi Aryeh Leib Tzintz left over in his tzava that anyone who helps publish a svarim, he will be a melitz for them. So his svarim are very popularly published. What would the nafkamina be between Rashi's chen and Rabbeinu Chananel's chen? So he says something very interesting. He says that the nafkamina would be, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that according to the Tanakhama, a woman's allowed to collect bein min ha'erusin, bein min ha'nisuin, as opposed to Reb Shimon, she could only collect min ha'nisuin because she gets mezainos. And mezainos is something that we have to give her, because if she's not going to collect mezainos, then it's going to be a problem. She's not going to have what to eat. So let's think for a moment. According to the Tanakhama, that a woman, both Mina Eris and Emina Nesuin, is allowed to sell. Why is she allowed to sell? She's allowed to sell her ksuba because of chayin. What about her mezainos? Is she allowed to collect mezainos? In other words, is a woman who's selling property to collect her ksuba, is she allowed to sell property to collect mezainos? Now, min ha'erusin, there is no mezainos. What about min ha'nisuin? Is she allowed to sell property to collect mezainos? Now, Reb Shimon says you're allowed to collect mezainos, but he doesn't subscribe to chen. Why doesn't he subscribe to chen? He doesn't hold of chen. He just holds a woman's allowed to sell property to be fed. But what about, according to Tanakhama, who does hold of chen? Why would a woman, min ha'nisuin, be allowed to sell property for mezainos? Is it for the same reason as Reb Shimon, that there's just an allowance for a woman to sell property to get mezainos? Or does chen apply for mezainos? So it depends. Rashi's chen, that we want women to like men, well, that would be a reason to apply to mezainos as well. Meaning women will like men if not only they could collect their ksuba, but if they could eat. So according to the Tanakhama doesn't have to come on to the svar of Reb Shimon that stamazai, a woman, could sell property to be fed. But according to this new pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel, that the reason of chayin is not that women should like men, that men should like women so that the process is streamlined when they collect their ksuba, that has nothing to do with mezainos. What does a guy care how the woman is fed after the marriage is terminated? So there's no svara in the world of Rabbeinu Chananel that it's men should like women, chen does not apply to mezainos. So then the Tanakhama would have to come on to Reb Shimon svara that the women could sell to get food for a stama svara. That, in other words, that we want a woman to be able to feed herself. So the Ayala Sahavim says, Ayin pnei Yeshua she bikesh lamar delahach taimi loy tzarch loymer taimi misha mezaini ayin sham v'loy nehira. The Lamanda Amar Mishum China. According to the opinion of Chayin, Lo Shayach Klal B'Mezoinois L'Perish Rabbeinu Chananel. Chayin would not apply to food, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, not like Rashi, She'eskimo Olav Roiv HaMefarshim, that most of the Mefarshim agreed to Rabbeinu Chananel, Kedei She'yehei La'aba Ma'alinosei. So that she will be able to get married. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, what's the Svar of Chayin? That men will want to marry women knowing the process is streamlined. And it's Pashut that the reason of Mezoinos is better than the reason of Chayin. So in other words, we don't need Chayin, and Chayin does not apply in the world of Rabbeinu Chananel's Chayin does not apply to Mezoinos. Masha in Chayin, according to Rashi, where it's we want women to find men desirable, so then that would apply to Mezoinos as well. Okay, so we have Machlokes Rishonim, what the Svar of Chayin is. Rashi learns very novelly that it's that women should want to marry, it's that women should find men desirable. That would apply to Mezoinos, as opposed to Rabbeinu Chananel, who says, in general, when do we ever have to try to encourage women to get married? It's that we're trying to encourage men to get married. And in that case, that would only apply to Ksuba and not to Mezoinos. Okay? So that's...
The whole shock of the entirety of the Gemara was that by Mezoinos, we don't need to go on to say, or like Spayish, Ishtoid, right? The Gemara says, Vish Laima, you know, by Mezoinos, we don't want her to wait because she needs to eat now, so she's allowed to sell. We don't need to come on to make the fall. It was only, the whole Machlaikus was only an Aeris for Ksuba Bidam.
Right, so therefore what?
So what's this machlokes of whether we say chayin by mezoinos if it's not even shayach?
Why is it not shayach?
Because you don't need to come on to chayin b'chlal. Everybody agrees that when it comes to mezoinos, the woman is allowed to sell right now because she needs mezoinos. She can't wait 30 days until that does something. She needs food today.
The question is, do you need that? In other words, can in Reb Shimon you have that svar? But the question is, according to the Tanakhama, would Chayin also address Mezoinos? You're saying you don't need Chayin to address Mezoinos. You have the svar of Mezoinos is better than Chayin. I mean, that's what Ayel Sahavim says. Yeah, but that's before the Gemara came on to. The Gemara didn't know Chayin. Once the Gemara has Chayin, Bishlama menanasum isham mezoine elamin eris in my time. Now, once we have the Svara of Mishum China, or even Lefishen Adam Ritzish Baza Ishda Bevezdin, would that apply to Mezoinos as well? Potentially it could. That's basically what we're saying. Potentially it could. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.